You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello and welcome, Suri.
Morena, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good, good, thank you.
You've just got one of yourself one of Stella's special coffees today, so
I've been putting nothing in the coffees. This is
ready
all
for it to hit.
Well, yeah. I didn't see you make it, did I?
That's true, you didn't.
And tell us more about this book. Well, tell us something about this book.
Okay, so today I brought in The Extinction of Irina Ray by Jennifer Croft, who this is like her first novel. So she's a translator. Some of you might be familiar with her name because she translates one of my favorite authors, Olga Tokarczuk. And you can tell, so Olga Tokarczuk, she is a Polish writer. She's won the Nobel Prize. And this book is about eight translators who are invited to translate the work of like this really acclaimed Polish author who lives near a forest, much like Olga. So I feel like there's maybe like a little bit of self-referential stuff going on in here. Yeah, it's such a fascinating novel. Like it opens up with like a little author spiel about translation, and it really sets you up for what to expect from this book. Like, so much of the work really asks some interesting questions about like authorship, the role of a translator, the credit that a translator does or quite often doesn't get. It's like these eight translators who are translating this Polish woman's book into their various languages, and they're invited under these really sort of secretive terms. They don't really know what to expect. They're not allowed to open the transcript until they get there, and really they're under these quite harsh conditions. Like, it almost is like a culty vibe, and they're like, they're not allowed to discuss the weather, they're not allowed to post on social media. There's like,
it's like jury duty.
Exactly. Like jury duty. And all the translators are kind of obsessed with like this author who they see as this kind of like deity that they worship. And like so one day the author herself goes missing, and all these translators who are like, you know, looking to her for direction are kind of scrambling. It starts getting quite chaotic and mad in there. Does she get found? Does she not? You'll have to read it to find out.
Sounds quite dark.
It's dark.
Is that the tone? Is there?
Yeah, it's hard to kind of describe because it's so surreal and absurd. Yeah, for sure there are some like quite intense, dark, manic moments in there, but it's also really funny and really clever. And like there are moments in there that are quite joyful, even though it's like kind of set in the background of like this like great ecological collapse. I'm not sure how she does it, but she manages to make you feel good about some stuff.
I was gonna say that
that's
cover
her first novel, which is
yeah
amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Of her own, I suppose.
Exactly. And I think she really kind of establishes herself as like a writer to be taken just as seriously as the people that she translates for. If you have like a bit of like a kink for language or, I don't know, if you are like a big fan of like absurdist fiction as well, I think this is really a strong book. Yeah, and it's not, even though it asks some like really interesting and complex questions, it's not a super complicated read. Yeah. Like, I was through it probably in the space of like a week. So
nice.
Yeah,
so maybe give the regular reader like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'll give myself like a month to
translate that time frame.
Wow. And it seems like it's got big mystery vibes going on.
Yeah.
When you were like describing the first bit, like everyone going, you know, to the place, to the thing by the forest and this, that, the other, I was like, it's almost giving Agatha Christie vibes, but I might be way off base.
Now there's like a little, like,
there's
like a little hint of like Agatha Christie in there, or like one of those Raymond Chandler old murder in the woods kind of things. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it's a very classic vibe. I kind of like it.
Yeah. Agatha Christie meets like Jonestown meets like, I don't know. But yeah, really fascinating. So different, like really I haven't read anything like this book before.
Awesome. When did it come out?
It's very fresh. Like, it came out early March.
Oh, wow.
And Olga, the writer that she primarily translates for, she's also got a novel coming out in September. So keep an eye out for that.
So Jennifer has been a busy lady.
Busy, busy lady.
Where can people grab it?
You can get it at Time Out and all other good bookstores, and I think it's about $35.
Okay. Solid price for a book.
Solid price for a book. About the price of a meal out these days, I'd say.
And it lasts so much longer.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming up. I am very fascinated by this cover, so when I hit the next song, I will definitely be having a good, hard look at it.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.